Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, zipping low key.
And I was so low key.
Low key. Yeah, I like to stay low key.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Once again, you're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. What is up? What is up? What is up? A couple things. Yes, a couple things. First off, more and more COVID cases. Yes. What is this? The fourth straight day? Over 30 cases? I know it's not Florida big. But straight up, people, straight up, BC, let's be safer. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Who gives a shit if this summer is not the same as last summer or the year before that? Who gives a shit? It is 2020. All right? Can't be jumping back into our ways, our 2019 ways. It's just not the right time to do it. Straight up, straight up. And what happened at the beach yesterday, man? What was that? Some drum festival? I don't care what festival it was. Why was there no space on that beach? I felt as if the photos that I saw, you know, were telling me the story that all y'all were just in the need to be super close with each other. Last time I checked, it was a beach too. Move around. Social distance. That was gross. I'm also hearing that, 1,000 people have to self-isolate in the interior of BC because, you know, they could have made contact with a potential COVID-19 case. Things are crazy. Social distance. Give that space. Wear a mask. Be smart. Be safe. Stay home. Stay home. Dr. Bonnie Henry, the province, the people, they've been working hard. And once again, who cares if this summer is not like a summer from the past? You idiots. What's going on? What's going on? COVID-19, a pandemic. Get well soon. Get well soon. Look, it was interesting that in the beginning of all this, a lot of us, you know, we're scared and we're staying home, didn't know what to do, and we thought that was the only thing we could do. And at the same time, we were treated to some great programming, right? Tiger King, The Last Dance, etc. That was fun. There was a reason to stay on the couch for hours and hours and just chill with your family. And I get it, that could get somewhat old, and the sun is out now, and you want to go out and about. But once again, for the fourth time, yo, this summer, 2020 is not going to be a summer that is similar to one of the past. Okay, let that sink in, eat it, absorb it. It is what it is. Who gives a shit? Now, I said two things were up. Yes, two things were up. On this week's episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, we got Crooksy. Yes, Crooksy. Do we got an applause? Do we got an applause here? Yes, we do. Crooksy, man. Let me tell you something. The dude is an incredible storyteller, or he just has a lot of fascinating facts about him. Didn't really expect that. Thought it was going to go more into the musical direction, the life of a DJ, but I got a lot more out of Crooksy. You're going to enjoy that conversation in the middle of the episode. But this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. You know what we do. We steal music. Yes, we steal music from the city so y'all can listen to it. And we got some segments, so let's get right into it. We're going to start things off with Ride. Yes, Ride by Shahrukh and Ankle God, or Ankle God and Shahrukh. Vice versa, production by Coltar Got Bounce. I'm telling you, this one right here, it's a slapper. It really is. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's, yes, Vancouver's only podcast.
Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? go. Don't go switch your side. Tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your side. Seeing through the bullshit. Why they always pressing me? They like my old bitch. Made moves behind the scenes. Don't care if they notice. Come and give me ooh la la. Baby, keep me focused. Check my schedule up. Bitches always on that bullshit. Never let them know. Shut my mouth, I'm on my own shit. Dripping head to toe. Water, water like the ocean. It's too late when I talk. Just know I'm ready to go. There. Money bag 2020. I run up 100 bands. Love again. I think this bitch just done fell in love again. She in love with fuck, but I put her all in Louis bag. Never been in love. Never let them inside. Smoking on this dope. Collide. Better watch your mouth, 30s at your house tonight. Bring the band around, that's my word of mouth, oh. I can't shoot a bag, I know he gon' tell, oh. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your sides.
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah, don't go switch your sides.
Don't you dare go switch your sides.
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah.
I don't got no love,
I don't got no love.
I don't got no trust,
I don't got no trust.
I called up my brody, cause he got all the drugs. That's my dog, that's my plug. Swear that they don't even know what's up. Swear to God, this shit just begun. I'm not number two, yeah, bitch, yeah, I'm the one. That's a fact. I've been through the worst, I ain't never going back. I don't need no friends, I just need 100 stacks. Motherfucker Lotto, I'ma take this to the max. I'ma take it to the max. I've been through the bullshit. If he taking shots, I'ma load it, I'ma pull clip. Really know myself, I don't even play my whole shit. I can't find no luck, cause these bitches on some whole shit. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your sides.
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah, don't go switch your sides.
Don't you dare go switch your sides.
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Don't go switch your sides.
That was Ride by Ankle God and Sharuk, production by Coltar Got Bounce. I've been saying it all week. That's a song that you listen to with, you know, your pal, your best friend, your buddy. It's a slapper, it really is. And I only wish that we could hear that song in a safe manner at a place like Alexander. I don't know why that song brings me back to something as nostalgic as Alexander. Straight up. What a time at Alexander. What's going on, okay? Closed down a while ago. You can still drive by it, I believe. And if that's the case, tell you what, if I ever win the Lotto 649, okay? Or if I ever sell this network for $20 million, I will build a club in the city, call it Alexander. I'll let someone run it, though, okay? I don't want to do that. But I'll bring it back. Straight up. Okay, let's run the segment. What did he say? You know the deal. We go through some clips that I found interesting via podcasts that I've been listening to, and we talk about it, okay? We're trying to get the city of Vancouver listening to more podcasts. We're trying to get the city listening more just in general, especially to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Let's run it. What did you say?
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what? What did you say?
Yes, we're going to start things off with a pretty generic podcast, okay? The Joe Rogan podcast. Everyone does listen to it, I guess, right? It's Joe Rogan, has everyone on, always has provoking conversations. Is he right all the time? No. Here's the thing about Joe, too. I've noticed that over the last couple weeks, you know, more and more clips end up on Twitter. More and more clips are being ridiculed upon. people talking about Joe Rogan not being that intelligent, blah, blah, blah. If you listen to all of his episodes from the beginning to end, you hear it many times, okay? He's not trying to be smarter than anyone. He's just having a conversation. All you see is the clips, though. You don't get to see the, you know, the middle banter. Joe Rogan's not trying to be anyone he's not. He's just a dude with a microphone. With some cool buddies. Let's run this clip, okay? This really got me thinking.
Well, I think everybody starts out in imitation of the people they really love and respect.
Who did you start out?
Richard Jenny a lot. Yeah. Yeah, I remember on stage once, I caught myself, I had like a year into comedy. I was like, Jesus Christ, like I'm aping his mannerisms. Like I was.
But I don't see that when
I got rid of it. I realized that, you know, you become who you are. But in the beginning, you know, I think it's normal. I mean, it happens with bands. You know, look, Stevie Ray Vaughan was deeply influenced by Jimi Hendrix. It's like, and then he became Stevie Ray Vaughan. Even when he does Voodoo Child, like if you listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan's cover of Voodoo Child, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's Voodoo Child, but it's Stevie Ray Vaughan's version. He became his own man. And I think all of us in the beginning got into comedy because we wanted to be some comedian that we really admired.
Inspiration. It's always at the forefront in your humble beginnings. Let's be real. Let's be honest. In most cases, you're going to go out there and do something and it's going to be similar to someone else's work. It is what it is. Now, on the opposite end of this, I do think there are a small amount of people in this world great enough, yes, great enough, to burst onto the scene doing something completely organic, completely new. But once again, that's a very small amount. I call them outliers. A lot of us call them outliers. It is what it is, very special people. Quote unquote, God-gifted ability. But jumping back to the majority, yes, a lot of us, when we come out with our work, whether it being, you know, podcasting, singing, writing, building a denture, in most cases, it's gonna look very similar or sound very similar to our inspiration, to who we learned from, to who helped us dream this dream. And there's nothing to be discouraged by this, you just have to catch yourself. Because I do think in this thing called life, it is very, very important to be unique and to find your niche in whatever industry and make it your own. And it's possible. Once again, you just got to catch yourself. You got to catch yourself, okay? Can't be sounding or looking the same as someone else for too long. You got to catch yourself. It is what it is. Very, very important stuff from the Joe Rogan podcast. I'll put all the episodes, in the link in the bio below so you can catch all these episodes. Let's go to the next, yes, next clip.
Cancel culture, I think, is complex. I mean, it's complex because humans are complex, and that's something we like to negate online. We should not undermine how quickly people can change their ideas. I know online it seems that people don't change their ideas because they are encouraged not to, but our ideas can change quite quickly. And so to cancel people for tweets that they made years ago, potentially even things that they said last week, I think it's just to lie to yourself. It lacks a certain self-examination that I think is crucial. If everybody was to act as though they've never said something homophobic, especially if you've ever grown up in a strongly religious family, I think you could be telling porkies. We talk so much about mental health and how important it is and how we have to remember that mental health is just as important as physical health. And then to discard people at the first sign of something we dislike, the two don't marry very well to me.
Fuck cancel culture. Fuck it. Straight up. I do somewhat get it, okay? I guess there's two types of people who enjoy canceling people. The first, visual antis, they want to save the world, and I get it, power to you. Then you have the other side of it, or the other group of cancel culture people, who are just bored, bored and aggravated and mad. Look, people make mistakes. They really do. Some significant. Some do warrant being canceled. For example, rape, murder, kidnapping, pedophilia, terrorism. Things amongst those lines. Go get canceled. I could give a fuck less. But then there's the rest, right? The rest. People make mistakes. And will continue to make mistakes. I'm just open to forgiveness. You know, I've thought about it a lot. Where would my life be without forgiveness? And that's deeply rooted. That's intertwined with my relationships with my friends. That's me talking about forgiveness and its relationship with my family. Where would I be without forgiveness? Where would you be without forgiveness? I hate cancel culture. It's dumb as fuck, yo. It is what it is. Okay, we're not all alike. It is what it is. Mistakes happen. Forgiveness. I'm a fan of it. Kyle Bowen, Loki. Vancouver's only podcast. Where was that from, okay? I believe that was from a YouTube video. It wasn't even from a podcast, okay? The Problem with Cancel Culture by... Oh, man. I'm gonna butcher the name, okay? But I'm gonna try, because I believe in trying your best. Aishat Aknabi. No. Aishat Akanbi. I think I got it right there. Again, the link or the title of the video will be in the bio below. Fuck cancel culture. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Let's head on over to the last clip.
It's easy to say, and I understand the concept. But I mean, for me as a young person, it's like, oh my gosh, I got this laundry list of things to do. I have this even larger idea, list of ideas that I want to execute on that I think, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I need to put this forefront right now. I need to be the first to jump on it. Like I'm someone that believes that once you have an idea and you don't act on it, yep, it just goes into the universe and someone else gets it.
Boom. Yes, boom. That is some knowledge. And knowledge is the only thing you get when you listen to Josh from the Think Space podcast, courtesy of Self Hired. Let's be real. Let's be honest. That is all you get. A lot of knowledge. And I just talked about something similar with the homie. You know, once you put the idea out there, and I'm not talking about thinking of it or writing it down. I'm talking about putting it out there, speaking upon it, bringing it to existence, bringing it to the universe. You better, yes, better water that idea or it will die. Or in this case, that case that I didn't even think about, someone else will take it because you put it out there and it'll just float into someone else's mind. I never thought about it like that, Josh. But Josh, that's what he does, yo. He makes you think. Think Space, courtesy of Self-Hired. Again, the title of that episode will be in the bio below. Make sure you check it out. Check out everything that Self-Hired is doing. They've been doing a ton of work in the city for what seems like over a decade. Right? Is that true? Is that true? Over a decade? Do we have an applause here for them? Okay. There you go. Over a decade? That was it. That was it. The end of What Did You Say on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Once again, for the fifth or sixth time, you can find all the episodes that we stole from, yes, stole from, in the description box below. It is only the right thing to do to mention it six times, because once again, I stole from these podcasts. It is what it is. We're going to be stealing from some other people now. Yes, yeah, some more music on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. I think we're about to play some Cherry Blue. Cherry Blue? Who the fuck is this guy? This dude's incredible. Incredible talent. And then we'll also play some Annie. Found a song on SoundCloud. What's this song called? Wikipedia? Yo, this is an interesting love ballad. Straight up. A different way to say your love. I fuck with it. And after that, we'll have that conversation with Crooksy. You're listening. Yes, listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Okay, you're back on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. We got Crooksy. Yes, Crooksy, thank you so much for being here. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Just got back from a bike, you know, ready to get it chopping up with you, buddy.
Hey, there you go. I'm going to ask that question again, though. Like, how you actually doing? Like, how are things for Crooksy right now? I know a lot's happening in the world, a lot of downtime, Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Been trying to really stay off of social media a bit, because everything you kind of see can kind of throw you off. You never know what you see when you're just scrolling on an Insta story or something nowadays. But I've been really busy, like, doing things I think I really wouldn't have tapped into if I didn't have this self-isolation period, actually. Like, making mixes, I've done a couple of those. Trying to get into creative direction a bit more, a little bit in that bag. But it's been actually pretty good. Self-isolation really helped me get in my bag a bit more, I feel like.
Yeah, man, it's there's a lot of time to be had there, even through all this struggle. And it is hard to, you know, still focus on doing things for yourself and you know, getting that bag and doing all those things. And man, just an interesting time in the world. What new things have you been doing other than creative direction? Like, what musically have you been doing new? Playing new instruments?
I got a piano recently, a keyboard, I should say. My girl bought me one of those for like a late birthday present, and I've been kind of getting into playing a bit more instruments.
What a great gift. What a great gift. Oh, that's money, bro.
I know. I was super hyped. I was thinking of buying one too, so it was like perfect timing, actually. But I've been doing that a bit. Been trying to get into beat making. So it is much harder than it looks. Like, it looks like, oh, you could just go in there, play a couple strings, and you have a track. Like, nah. Credit to those guys, producers, beat makers, all those guys. For
100%. And if you're just getting into it, you're a DJ. You listen to more music than anyone. So it's gonna be hard for you to get up to the standard of what you want from yourself.
Lots of stuff, like planning, time management's a big thing, especially when you feel like you have all this time, but then you use it on procrastinating sometime. The days are just like zipping through, like already 4 months, 3 months into, wait, four? Three?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Be honest, how much do you think you've procrastinated during this time, or have you been, you know, super effective with that time?
Like, there's times where I have been procrastinating, but for the most part, I feel like I've really been trying to use the best of my time. Like, I've been setting a lot of goals and using post sticky notes on my wall. It really helps with seeing it daily.
There you go. Getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, being a DJ. And I've always been confused about how one would practice DJing. Like, what does that look like for you?
Practicing DJ. I honestly, like, just for me, I don't know about other DJs, but personally, I don't even like really think it's much practice. Like, I love to play music, and I feel like DJing, it just gives you the opportunity to play music, download music. I love listening to music. I love finding new music. I love showing people new music. So I feel like that's a lot to do with the practice side of it, because once you have your good playlist, the fundamental side, like using the controllers and the vinyls and all that stuff, that really is something you need to practice with, I'd say, because if you don't have it personally in your own home, it's not like you can just use these, you can't just use the vinyls or controllers or stuff like that, because you don't have it personally. And then when you go in the club, they have all these equipment, it's dark. It's like, if you don't know like what this does, you can easily just have an awful set. And I feel like I've experienced that, just not having the proper equipment, I feel like. But yeah.
Do you ever feel responsible, you know, if you have a bad set, you know, just feel responsible for a bad time?
Oh yeah. Sometimes, like, I don't really think I have too many bad sets. Everyone
It don't happen to Crooksy. It don't happen to Crooksy, okay? That's why he's on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, okay?
Like, nah, but like, if you're DJing, and the DJ usually know when we make mistakes. Like, I'll be like down in my head, I'll be like, fuck, like, I just fucked up that transition so bad. And then I look around, people don't really notice it all the time, right? It's only certain people that will notice, or like a person that has a good ear that would notice those little things. For the most part, people just want to hear good music. Like,
oh, 100%.
You know, like, right?
The majority definitely doesn't have that, that proneness to have like a hard head when it comes to hearing music, just hearing it closely. The majority isn't like that. It's just because you have folks like that around you, music folk, you know, who listen to music and care about it. But yeah, the majority doesn't care.
Yeah, like I saw Boiler Room of Pierre Bourne playing in Korea. Like, I love Boiler Room. I always watch like all their videos, but he was just legit playing his music, like just switching it. No transition, no nothing. Just switching it. And everyone is just going off, you know, like the Korean guys just loving it. Everyone's loving it. So that's like a really key video that I took into perspective of transitioning. And that stuff really goes a long way if you want to be like in the tournaments and stuff like that. But on the most part, you just got to please the room usually.
Yeah, man.
You got to please the room.
Yeah, man, you're the conductor of the party. I mean, I think that's a huge responsibility, man. You know, those DJs, underrated, underappreciated, because they're responsible for a good night out. And, you know, when you get older, you don't have many of those, and the demographic in front of you varies. And yeah, man, it's important, man. You got, hey, man, I'm giving you applause, man. That's a tough job. That's a tough job, okay?
Shout out to
the DJs, man. We miss the DJs too, man. We miss the DJs.
Hopefully everything gets back to running. A lot of stuff is picking up. I'm seeing some DJs getting back out there, which is nice to see the city starting to open up. But yeah, shout out to all those guys for
100%. How have you, how have you not been discouraged without having, you know, having yourself in a situation where you can work? Because you love doing this. You're in a good spot where you get to do what you love. And one of the thing you like to do is putting a show on for people, bringing smiles to people's faces. How have you, you know, kept your spirit up?
Like, it's really hard. Like, pleasing people is like one of those things without actually having the gigs. You can't really see their expressions. You can't really feel the energy in the room, which for a lot of DJs, I feel like that really gets us going through a really long night, like a 4 or 5 hour set. Like, it's really the people that are in the room that make you kind of the time pass much quicker, I'd say. But like, I really just try to switch into something other than DJing. Like, I feel like there was that video I posted of me kind of like setting up my room, my place and stuff. And that was just kind of like, just took me out of everything. Like, I just was really in a creative zone and I got to like really feel what I wanted to do with it, play music. And for myself, like, those distractions were something that got me away from the whole thrill of DJing every time. But
yeah,
you need other things. You need distractions. Like, being a DJ is dope. It gets the bills paid, stuff like that. If you get a lot of gigs, like, shout out to those guys that get residencies all the time. But a lot of us don't really always get opportunities like that, right? So it's good to always have another thing that you can take your mind off of, like, multiple avenues, really.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Bro, those videos are dope, man. When you're just in your den and just spinning,
yeah, it's chilling. Yeah,
it must be therapeutic too. I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, man, it's so nice. It's really relaxing, and I guess that's like what we talked about before—the practice aspect. Like, when you're playing by yourself, I guess you're just getting comfortable with your controller, with your stuff, and that all goes back to practice. Practice what you do, what you have fun with doing, right?
Yeah, man, 100%. And by no means what I'm about to say, I'm no DJ, okay? I just play fucking next, okay? Just play next. That's my fucking, all right? Press the cue button, put that fader to like 3 seconds. Oh!
We need those guys, bro.
But bro, man, I was just high on shrooms 4 weeks ago, right? At the lake, and I'm playing the music. Bro, it was euphoric, man. I could only imagine, you know, what it feels like to be in front of a club playing music and just that feeling, bro, and not having the opportunity to do what you love for a long period of time. It's man, kudos to you for you to keep your spirit high. It's not easy, man. It's not easy.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. Crooksy on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Kyle Ballen, yes, talking sir. To you. Let's jump into this fun question, man. I'm getting older, so I fuck with the house parties. But what do you like, okay? Do you like playing at a house party or playing more at a club? Throw away the money aspect, okay? What do you enjoy more?
Playing at a house party or playing at a club? Fuck, man. Depends on the club. On the club, I guess. Like, if it's a club that just, like, I don't know. I don't really like house party. House party,
right? Your people, it's your loved ones, you know? Conducting the party for your people, right?
Yeah. I was trying to think of a way to, like, make both sound dope, but I don't know. A lot of clubs, like, I really don't like DJing clubs, really. Unless it's, like, a private event or, like, a pop-up and, people have, like, they reserve the space, like, then it's dope. But a lot of the times, like, I don't know. The clubs just aren't personally my thing, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
man. And shout out to you, man. If you have a DJ that's your homie, he just willing to spend his time playing the music at the house party, bro. You the best friend ever, bro.
Don't bring drinks.
You're not allowed to buy drinks, you know? You don't bring a bottle to the house. Straight up, bro. That better not happen. Hey, if you buy a DJ at my house party, you don't gotta bring nothing, all right? Nothing, bro.
Let me know.
100%. And you're gonna have to play that new Tshale too. What have you learned from Tshale? You know, you guys are an interesting mix. I know you guys do a lot of work together. Just a brilliant talent. What has he taught you?
Tshale's like, he's super unique artist, I feel like. Like, a lot of artists I see, they just make a lot of music. Everyone makes a lot of music, but Tshale, like, really tries to perfect his craft before putting it out. Like, I'd always be listening. A lot of people that know Tshale would say the same thing. Like, Dashaulie's been making bangers, been making fire music, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, but, no, he has quality.
He just like, yeah, quality music. But I'm just like, yo, put this out. Like, this is fire. Just let me drop this. He's like, nah. It wasn't until like this year when Dashaulie really like got into putting stuff out. Now he's more free with like presenting his stuff because I feel like he knows where he's at now with his music. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to see some of the new stuff. He has a music video coming out too,
hey.
So that's going to be dope as well. I know we're working on another one as well, but yeah, Dashaulie, definitely, that's my homie right there, for real.
Hey, straight up, go check out Exordium, Do Better, and Parachute. Mm-hmm. Just great songs, and
mm-hmm.
I've always been that dude that's trying to encourage, you know, more music coming out. Anytime, you know, I'd have that banter with Dashaulie, he's just too calm, cool, and collected. Like, you're not getting it, you know? But it's you can't knock him because he's, every time I see Dashaulie, it's only in the studio. That's
for
like,
sure,
you can't knock this dude, you know?
He's always working, man. Always working.
That's, and he puts out good stuff. We with Crooksy, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Go check out his work and his mixes on SoundCloud. I was playing Indoor Tropical Waiting for You, and man, it just it makes me miss people. It makes me miss people, man.
You just want to dance and like turn up, right? You just want to have fun, man. For real, that's exactly like a trip to the island, but you're not just listening to your house.
Oh man, straight up. And that, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the genre is Afro rhythm. Is that the genre?
Basically.
Cool, man.
Like, I don't even know if that's a genre. That's just like what I hear when I play it. Like, when I hear those songs, Afro rhythm, like Afro music in general just needs rhythm involved with dancing, and that's really what I wanted to really push with that mix, is people dancing at home. They're not allowed to go out, chill at home, do your thing, right?
Yeah, 100%. Dancing is it's a form of therapy too, and it's euphoric. Yo, the city's gotta dance more, straight up, man. I noticed that too. When we go out to the clubs, man, we gotta see more dancing, man. Straight up. I wonder if that will ever happen to the city of Vancouver. Hey, one day.
I did go to a party, Sweet and Sour. Those guys.
And the people were just dancing?
Bro, everyone in Fortune was dancing. It was crazy. It was actually one of like the, I think personally, like one of the best parties, big statement, but best parties that I've been to that year for sure.
No, I would argue
that
throws the party over the top. Yeah, you could have good people, good drinks. The DJ could be playing amazing music. But yo, if you want to have that great time, that 10 out of 10 time, I think there has to be, you know, some dancing in there, you know, with some ladies or whatever, you know, just actually hit the floor and let that music really get you and dancing.
The DJs were killing it on that set for real. Like, they're actually doing their thing. I could tell they were just like, there was a moment when they just had the room red. It was over.
Straight up.
Yeah. So shout out those guys too.
Shout out. Yo, when because you said you find new music, that's just what you do all the time. You find new music. Do you find it discouraging sometimes that you can't really drop that new music because the people want to just hear hits or just something that they're familiar with? Or do you actually take that risk and you're just like, fuck it, I'm dropping this. You may not know this song yet, but I'm playing it.
That's the one thing, though, I don't like clubs. At the club, like, people kind of just want to come to hear, like, bangers that they know.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's ever a pop-up, I have no hesitation to play a Loki song ever. At a restaurant, really no hesitation to play a Loki song because it's just a vibe at that moment, right? Everyone's kind of just, they're not really too focused on, like, drinking, dancing and stuff like that. They're more, like, here to relax, have a good time, mingle. And usually it's just background noise that's really nice. So if I feel like, if I like it personally, I'm playing it. That's what I feel like.
Hey, yeah, man. And that's when you're in control, man. You got confidence and you're conducting the environment. Yeah. We with Crooksy, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Couple minutes left, couple questions. Are you originally from Toronto? Originally from Toronto. What had you moving out west to Vancouver?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, basically, it was never a decision of my own. My mom kind of like, she just sent me here, to be honest. Like, she kind of wanted more so of a male influence because she's a single mom. I lived with like my grandma and my sister. I'm like the only boy in my family. It's just all cousins that are girls. So like, I would kind of, those got to a point in time, like in my like grade 11, grade 12, I'm just like top man, I felt like, you know, so I didn't really listen or I didn't really have a clear like view of what I was doing really. My mom kind of, she saw that I was going down a wrong path in her opinion. So she just sent me down to Van City with my uncle because he lives here already. We lived in North Van. That's why I first moved to North Van. And then, I was just kind of playing basketball at Cap University. And then I kind of just found the music way. It was always in me, but like soon after basketball was done, I was kind of getting old and like sports might not be the option. So I kind of tried to find something else that I was really passionate about, but wasn't the same thing. And then I kind of got into more music stuff.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that music came later. Well, seriously later in your life. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like not crazy. Like I was always playing music. Like, I played instruments. I was in the band, orchestra, yeah, stuff like that growing up, but it was never like, I wasn't like considering myself a DJ like that. Like I just DJed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was just playing at parties, house parties and stuff like that. Everyone's loving it. And then it wasn't until I moved to Vancouver where I got like a real gig at like a restaurant or like a corporate party, you know? I was just like, I'm a DJ. I didn't even hesitate. They're like, oh, you're a DJ? Sure, we'll get you in here. They liked the music that I was playing, and then it kind of like just started working like that.
Hey.
It kind of like builds credibility.
That's a great story, man. Were you completely open to moving to Vancouver? Like your mom told you that?
No.
No, not at all.
I was looking at places to stay with my homies. I was like, I'm not going to Vancouver. Like, what the fuck's over in Vancouver? I was like, why would I go there? Like, I'm in the city. Like, we're doing things. We're throwing parties. We're lit. Like, I have all my dogs here. It was just, yeah, I was never down. But I didn't want to, like, go against my mom, you know? Like, she thought this would be a better thing for my life. So it was kind of, like, disobedient to say, nah, I'm moving out. I'm doing my own thing. Fuck you type shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of said, fuck it, I'll just go here. And
yeah, give it a chance. Hey, shout out to your mom, man. That's one love. You know, you listen. You listen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Crooksy. 100%. Crooksy's mom, if you listen to this, Crooksy, listen. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
So, and now we're here, man.
Now we're here having this conversation on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. What has Vancouver taught you? Like, you've been here for how long? You been here now? 4 years?
4 years.
4 years? Okay, cool. Yeah. 4 years. What has it taught you, man? You didn't know anything about the city then. What do you know now?
Vancouver, living here, like, it's totally different from Toronto. Like, scenery, people-wise, culture is, like, really different. But going to school, I got involved a lot in music business. So I feel like if I didn't move here, I would never have gone into programs in school that taught me about how to financially make money from DJing and, like, the management side of it. I would have just been DJing and saying yes to, like, whatever I thought sounded nice. You know what I mean? Never knew how to, like, negotiate deals or, like, write a invoice for a restaurant gig or stuff like that. So that really helped as well. And then I'd say versatility too. Like Toronto, my kind of group of friends, the people that were in the circle in the night scene are usually black. Like they're all black. There's a couple like, what are you, like there's a white guy, you know, Indian guy, whatever, but they're all in the culture. Like they know what's good. They have the lingo. Everyone's much more together, I'd say. And moving here, like I couldn't even talk the same, like no one understood what I was saying to an extent. And then, I kind of just got much more versatile with dealing with different people, like working different jobs, you know? Cause like those little things, like, I feel like some of my homies came out here for them to like go and like talk to someone or like get someone to take them seriously. It might have been much harder if they didn't have any of like the experience really like in the field. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. That's that's different. It's cool because I think when I had my first real conversation with you, I just remember I could tell right away you weren't from here. not based on cadence, based on demeanor.
Yeah.
It stemmed from like confidence and calmness, and just it was like that's what the city needs more of, you know, just like faces. It was good, man, definitely. To have you more personality. I think we had that talk too, and you've definitely added some of that to the scene here.
Yeah, and I even see a lot of people from Toronto like coming out here, man. Like, I feel like Vancouver's on the growth right now.
Bro, it's beautiful, man. This city's too beautiful.
Like, why would you not want to live in Vancouver? To be honest, like, it's really nice, man.
No, 100%, man. Shout out to Vancouver. Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Last question. Let's take you back to the first night you DJed a club or a corporate event. How nervous were you? What was your prep like? You drink that Gatorade or what? Like, what was going on, bro? What was going on?
The first night I DJed a club, it was actually, like, I'd say Toronto. Like, I came here, and then, I don't know, I was just feeling myself, and my homies were putting on a big fat function in Toronto. Like they had like kind of equivalent to a warehouse, like 500 plus people, 1,000 people.
Okay.
And then they kind of just, that's what we were doing. We kind of put on parties ourselves. So they did that, and I kind of flew back for just the weekend, and I DJed that party. And I was just like really feeling I don't know why. What was going on around that time? I don't know. I was feeling really energized and confident. I just went into that gig and I did the second set. There was another DJ, my homie Paulo. He did the first set and I was going on second, but my laptop just started fucking up.
No.
And then, yeah, my laptop was messing up. I couldn't play my song. None of my songs were loading. I was like, this is crazy. So I had to DJ off his laptop, Paulo's. And yeah, he'll remember this. Like, I wasn't trying to play any of the songs he played either because he just played for like 2 hours. You know what I mean? And then we just, first song, I played like Not Nice by Baka, and then it was just over.
Yes! Yes! This guy picked the best song. Like, nobody can be dissatisfied when he played that in the East.
And it was like prime time. It just dropped, you know? Yeah, on the laptop, I'm like, how'd you not play this,
man?
Like, how'd you not play this song?
Straight up, man. Yeah. Straight up.
A video of that, too. I'll send you that video. It's crazy, actually.
Dude, best song of 2017. Yes, best song of 2017. Baka Not Nice.
Yeah.
100%, bro. Just what a fucking anthem.
A slapper,
sure. Man. Authentic. Sure. I did say that was the last question, but I do want an answer from this one right here. What are you listening to? Okay, what's the first song that comes to mind when you go on your bike, put the headphones in, you're about to go on a cruise? Like, what are you playing?
Shit, that's a big question. I usually use a playlist, to be honest. Like, just can't usually pick on those. But morning bikes, I usually listen to like Got It or like Lil Keed. Like, just because it's the morning and you know, it's supposed to be tired slow, you know, and it just kind of gets me pumping
gets
on
going,
the bike for sure.
Gets you going, man. T Grizzly, Lil Keed just teamed up, I think, for Slime. I think that's what the song is called or something. That song is hard as fuck, bro. Hard as fuck. Yeah, you can find it on Post It Up. You can find it this week. I don't know if you'll find it when this interview comes out. Yo, Crooksy, thank you so much, man. That was a good conversation. I hope we can have you back sometime. Straight up.
100%. Thank you for having me, bro.
No problem. Go check him out on SoundCloud, Instagram. We'll put all that shit in the bio. We'll get to some music. This is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Shout out to Crooksy for hopping on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Man, just an incredible individual doing a lot for the city. Bringing some life from the East out here. And the dude, he's passionate about the city. Vancouver has won him over, and we're happy to have him. Okay, can we give him a round of applause? Let's get to some more music, though, because it's Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Right here, we got what? We got Side and AC with Ballin'. This is a summer joint. After this, we'll end the episode off with What's the Word. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
You blew me off like I'm dusty. I blew a bag out the country. Run running like it's nothing. I don't need your stunts cause I'm stunting now. I see how you tryna do me. Get no credit for the new me, nah. All I wanted was you to want me. Now I got shorty looking sorry. Big, big love when you saw me. Drip, drip, heavy and I'm saucy. It's like, yeah. Still I ain't forget the way you let me down. Hurting, shook up, I was broken. First I lost you, then they found me. So the next time that you doubt me, I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me. I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me now. Out the dress in the function. Baby, guess how you find? Why you acting like you know me? Thought I let it all fall down. It's falling down. Don't call me now, cause I'm balling now. I got options, you got options. See me balling, see you watching me. You didn't want me on the low. I didn't want you cause I'm high. Yeah, vice versa, vice versa. Hurting. Shook up, I was broken. First I lost you, then they found me. So the next time that you doubt me, I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me. I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me now.
down. Hurting, shook up, I was broken. First I lost you, then I found me. So the next time that you doubt me, I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me. I'll be ballin' when you want me. Said I'm ballin' cause you need me now.
What's the word?
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word is Mirabilia? No, Mirabilia? How is this a word? Mirabilia. Wow, incredible. This word right here means miracles. Okay. I really just did search up word of the day on Google, and it gave me this word right here. Look, I got no time for research. You know how hot it is at the Post It Up Studios right now? I'm doing you a favor. I had to turn off the AC to record this damn episode, and I'm sweating up a damn storm. And I'm going to keep this segment short, okay? Mirabilia means miracles. I hope that you find a miracle in your life tomorrow. Tomorrow, yes. I hope you do. How nice of me. Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That was Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Remember, everything that we stole from the podcast, and most importantly, the music, can be all found in the description box below. That this podcast would not be the same without the music, and hence why this is Vancouver's only podcast. Check out the Post It Up Network. Straight up, you got all these shows. You get them all with one swipe, one tap, wherever you listen to podcasts. Shout out to Crooksy for just being Crooksy. Can we give him another round of applause? Can we do that, please? He deserves it. Who do we have on next week? I don't know. We have a lot of interviews to select from. We'll pick one. But real talk, man, I got to get out of here. I'm sweating up a storm. I'm uncomfortable right now. You know that feeling when your armpits are sweaty and you're just at a desk podcasting, and I don't even know if you know that feeling. I got to get out of here. My name's Kyle Bowen again, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Go follow me everywhere. We'll ride out to what? What song are we going to end today's episode off with? You know what? We're going to go back to another summer joint, and ironically, it's by Side again. We're going to go with Stay Free. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.
Working.
a minute, but it fits you, less stress. More water when I'm with you. You made me wanna usher you my way. You going back it up like driveway. I met a few couple in my day. Yo, DM or shower on the highway. Girl, you level not sideways. Ay, I'm tryna let you know sideways, yeah. Trust you, but I'm looking at you sideways, yeah. How your whole body is a body, yeah. Niggas pull you up out they bottle, yeah. Still they probably couldn't get a follow, yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. Stay free, shawty, get fucked up. Still tryna turn this into something, so I let it see you shut it all down like it's nothing. I don't get it though. Hey, don't know how you doing, what you doing, but it's working. I like it's all about you, but you earned it. And the way you turn yourself on when you working, that shit perfect. When you working, don't know how you doing, what you doing, but it's working. I like it's all about you, but you earned it. And the way you turn yourself on when you working, that shit perfect.